I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Montana's public service commissioners have a lot of power. They regulate monopoly utility companies, meaning they have influence over people's energy bills. There are two contested seats on the five-member Public Service Commission this year. This week, we're hearing from two people running for one of those seats. Those people are Democratic challenger Gail Gucci and incumbent Republican Bob Lake. Today, we're hearing from Gucci, who spoke with our Capitol reporter, Corin Cates Carney. Interviews with both candidates are available on our website, mtpr.org. Gucci and Lake are running for the District 4 seat, representing Northwest Montana in Lincoln, Sanders, Missoula, Powell, Granite, and Ravalli counties.
Before we get talking about how you might serve as a PSC commissioner, can you please just discuss a little bit about what the Public Service Commission is and what the responsibilities are as an elected commissioner?
The Public Service Commission is charged with regulating privately held utilities that are investor-owned. The reason that we regulate them is because they form natural monopolies. We want to ensure that you get safe, reliable service and fair and just rates. We do, to a lesser extent, regulate telecommunications, pipeline safety, and railway safety.
You've served on the PSC once before from 2009 to 2012. After that first term, you sought re-election and lost by about 3,000 votes to incumbent Republican Bob Lake. Why do you want a second term?
The portfolio at Northwestern Energy is two-thirds renewables. It's hydro at about 44% and wind at about 21%. Coal at about 20%. I was instrumental when I was on the commission in moving Northwestern Energy to acquire more conservation on its system, which is by far the cheapest resource we have, and to bringing on Spine Kop wind facility, which is a 40-megawatt wind facility that powers up about 15,000 Montana homes and businesses with clean, renewable Montana homegrown energy. So I want to go back so we can continue down that path.
And what makes you the most fit candidate to continue pushing for that new energy future that has more renewable energy?
Recently, the PSC voted to slash rates for small solar development in Montana. I disagree with that vote. Montana is ripe for solar development. These are small solar development, 3 megawatts or less. And when you make a change like that suddenly, it really throws the industry into a tailspin. I think that we should be encouraging solar. We should be encouraging net metering, the ability to generate your own power on your own rooftop with solar panels or with wind. My opponent hasn't encouraged that.
And in that vote, you referred to suspending the rights for the solar developers. That was a 3-2 vote of the entirely Republican PSC. At Northwestern's request, they said if this rate wasn't suspended, it could mean hundreds of millions passed on to its ratepayers. When we talk about transitioning to a more renewable energy future, how do we balance wanting to move to that, but also safeguarding rates?
So there's no evidence that what Northwestern Energy claimed is happening is actually happening. First of all, they said it was an emergency. Remember that the rate being paid to solar developers right now was developed in conjunction with Northwestern Energy and approved by the PSC. And they look at those rates, and it's possible that the rate does need to be changed, but that should be done in a full-blown rate case where both sides bring their testimony, et cetera, and then the PSC will sit and judge whether or not those rates actually need to be changed. The renewable energy we have on Northwestern Energy system right now is less expensive than coal. By far the cheapest energy we have is the power we never use, which is conservation.
Is there as much focus on energy conservation in general then, or it seems that the conversation usually is, let's find more ways to make energy, but make sure it's cleaner?
The Northwest Power and Conservation Council, which serves Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana, has come out with a 7th plan. And in that plan, it makes it clear that most electricity needs for the region for the next 20 years could be met with conservation. And we need to make sure if we do that, our utilities are allowed to rate-base energy conservation. And I think that customers care about that. And it lowers their bill.
Your campaign's received some, although relatively small, financial support from a PAC funded by the American Wind Energy Association. And wanted to get your thoughts on public service commissioners receiving money from industry groups that they might regulate in the future. Do you see any kind of conflict there?
Well, I don't regulate any wind industry, or I won't regulate if I'm elected again. The wind industry supports me because they know that I have supported wind and other renewable energies. That particular PAC is not part of the PSC. It's not part of Northwestern Energy, and it's a very small amount of money. My votes have never been swayed by any PAC money. It will make no difference on my votes.
And you're running against Republican Bob Blake. Can you speak a little bit about how you would serve differently than Bob Blake?
So my opponent recently voted to levy an $8.2 million rate hike on Northwest Energy customers due to bad business planning by Northwestern Energy that resulted in an extended outage at Colstrip Unit 4, about a six-month outage. I never would have voted for that. When the company makes an avoidable mistake, they and their shareholders have to absorb that cost. In the legislature, he made a vote and passed a bill, actually, that would have eliminated all tax incentives for developing clean energy and promoting energy efficiency in Montana. It would remove all the clean energy tax credits, and it was also the highest tax increase proposed by the legislature in 2011. We fundamentally disagree on clean energy and its role in our future.
What's your gauge on how much renewable energy Montana's energy portfolio could contain while still providing affordable and reliable energy?
First of all, we should be doing much more with energy conservation. Our portfolio is diverse, and it's going to remain diverse for a while. But clearly, the amount of renewable energy in Northwest Energy's portfolio is growing, while the amount of coal is decreasing. And that's the wave of the future. We will continue to have a diverse portfolio. We also have natural gas, and we have market purchases in our portfolio. We're going to continue to have that, and we need to have that because we need to have baseload, and we need to make sure service is reliable and safe, and it is affordable.
Are there other aspects of the responsibilities of PSC commissioners and the other things they help regulate that are being overlooked?
So I mentioned at the very beginning that we also regulate, but to a lesser extent, telecommunications, pipeline safety, railway safety, and I forgot to mention transportation. Those are all to a lesser extent, and I say that because they're partially deregulated, all of them. For instance, telecommunication is mostly regulated by federal agencies. We do a couple of crucial things with telecommunication. One is to build out broadband. The PSC every year takes a vote to accept federal funding to help build out broadband and help all these small telecommunications companies do that. This year, for the first time ever, the PSC voted no to take $100 million. After an outcry from the telecommunications community, they reversed that vote. That kind of ideological voting makes no sense and has no place on the Public Service Commission. In terms of pipeline safety, I think that's something people really care about. Unfortunately, when I was on the PSC, we didn't have a lot of staff to actually be out there. I would make them a priority.
Is there anything else that I haven't asked that's important for voters in District 4 to know about?
The PSC is unbalanced. Five members, all from the same party, does not make for the best decision making. It's important to have a mix. I have a record, both in the legislature and while I served on the PSC, of being able to work with members of the other party. That's why I'm the better candidate.
That's Democratic candidate for Public Service Commission, Gail Gucci. She's running for the District 4 seat representing Northwest Montana. She spoke with our Capitol reporter, Corin Cates Carney. I'm Eric Whitney.